You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show, featuring Ruth Milstein, author of the gourmand award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Hey, everybody, so excited today because we're going to be talking about quinoa. What is quinoa? Ruth is back on the show today to talk about what is quinoa, what and how do we cook with it? Because sometimes it can come out a little bland if we don't know how to spice that up. And Ruth knows about spicing things up. So she's going to be sharing a recipe about how to cook quinoa with chicken and herbs, but also gives us some good tips on how to actually cook this. And this is a really good grain for, it's not even a grain, actually, in her article, which
not
and recipe.
Grain, no.
It's not a grain. I'm already in trouble. See, the article and recipe is linked in the show notes. It's up on blendradioandtv.com. If you go on the site, just type in quinoa, you'll find it. It's not a grain, but it's good for people who are, you know, dealing with gluten, have a gluten intolerance.
It's a seed. It's not a grain. The seed of the plant, from the plant.
Wow. And the plant's actually related to spinach. It looks like amaranth. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful plant.
Yeah. And it's not expensive to buy it. And it stay at home for a long time. I put it in the fridge. People leave it in the open. No, put it in the fridge.
Yeah. That's the same thing like with chia seeds. And chia seeds are really good for us, too. So you want to keep those. My friends that do those big hikes across like the Pacific Crest Trail or Appalachian Trail, that is their food source is chia seeds. Because it's so such high protein. And you don't have to carry so much. You know, if you're on a backpack hiking 2,000 miles, the last thing you want is to carry a barbecue on your back, you know, you can't do that. So chia seeds is such pure protein and such, you know, just good minerals and everything for you. So the same thing with quinoa, and quinoa is interesting because you can cook it kind of according to the texture you want. Like I like mine a little crunchier. Like Nancy doesn't, she wants it softer, but I want it a little crunchy. It's kind of like polenta. Like when you cook polenta, right? It's kind of like that.
Yeah. So I like it also like crunchy because I like to feel what I eat also, not just to swallow it.
Yeah. It's all, everyone's different with their palate. But the quinoa, like you're boiling it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have to check it. Depends. Every stove is work different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, every soap works different. No.
Oh, yeah. It's different. It's a difference, too, between electric and gas, and then where you live, too, depending, right?
Yeah.
Well, in your...
But I don't know why, but the gas is always come test here. I don't know why. Test here. Maybe because it's slower.
Mm-hmm.
It cooks slower. That's the reason.
Well, you say that in your article that you, in general, one cup of quinoa will make 3 cups of cooked quinoa, which is great, especially for
because
a family. Because you double that up, you've got something for the whole family, you know. And so that's really good. But there's the instant quinoa.
Absolutely.
I don't like the instant stuff. I know it might be okay, but I always feel like we're losing something.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. Everyone's a little different. But
somebody treat me. Somebody treat me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of feels like it's halfway done. That's where disease or salmonella or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about on that. But
it's not the same taste. It's not the same taste. No, it's not the same taste.
But it doesn't take too long to cook, I don't think. You know, from when I've cooked it, it's not that long. You know, it's little seeds.
Soak it a little bit with water. It cooks very fast.
Mm. And there's different colors.
It's a grain. Yeah, a different color, and it's green.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my picture. How beautiful is it?
Yes, it's got red. You got red ones. There's black.
You want to eat from the picture. Don't eat from the picture. Yeah, it's so nice. And calorie, what the calorie? There's no, not a lot.
Ah, so when you're eating, this would be a good replacement for pasta.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pasta, it's very fast. I mean, you cook it fast, blah, blah, blah. It's ready, yes? There is some work to do.
Yeah, I
This is the
agree.
difference. Different, yeah. Different. But look to the end. Look what you're looking for. Look what you're looking at. Look to the pasta
Agreed.
and look what you're looking for. Yes.
One thing too, you mentioned in your article the benefits of eating quinoa. You know, when we look at versus pasta, which becomes, especially depending on the pasta you're getting, can be so full of sugar and not even, you know, they say sometimes it's vegetable, but you know they're putting dyes in there. Look at the label and you'll see what I'm talking about. But this, you say this is really good for those, you know, it's heart healthy because of the inflammation. It helps in regards to if you have heart disease or, you know, you want to prevent heart disease, you want to be heart healthy. This is a good source, but it's protein and say fiber, and it's got minerals too, which is
Yeah.
good.
What about fat? No fat.
Oh, I
No
know you
fat.
don't like fat. No, no
I
fat for
like
Ruth.
fat, but depends which fat and how much fat. But here
Okay.
there is no fat. You can add a little bit olive oil, which is healthy for us. You choose how much you want to add. You don't need a lot. And it looks nice on the table also.
Yeah, that's important, right? So if you have the different colors, like you
Very
said,
important,
you
very
can
important, the colors.
you get tricolors, you can get all these different ones. But the other part is, I think for those who are gluten intolerant and or have celiac disease, they can actually use the flour to bake. That's another cool thing.
Yes,
Wow.
said it. Yeah.
Quinoa
And it's
cookies.
slower.
Go
I'm
ahead.
listening.
I
I
was
mean,
just
no,
saying.
I said it's lower the bad cholesterol.
Ah, that's good. So it
This
lowers the
is
bad
very
cholesterol.
important. This is very important. The bad cholesterol. And we have it a lot, all of us. I mean, as much as you can watch, still we have it.
Oh, that's
Because
so good.
whatever we buy, there.
So
There. Inside, maybe inside the water. I don't know, whatever you buy, it's there.
if you eat a lot of meat, you may want to have the quinoa to because the meat has a lot of that cholesterol in it. Eggs have that cholesterol. So,
Yeah.
you know, like olive oil is a good cholesterol, but this one will actually help the good cholesterol take out the bad cholesterol, basically, when you eat
And
this.
yeah, and he, this need also need a little bit help, otherwise it's going to be dry. So to put a little bit oil, it's going to be delicious.
Oh, okay.
And the olive oil, we need olive oil every day, a little bit. Good for us. It's good for us.
Yeah. Yummy. Yummy.
Not
Well,
half bottle. Not half bottle.
no, yeah, not the whole
Half
bottle, just a
tablespoon.
little bit. Just a well, this is the one thing. I know
Half
you like to
tablespoon.
cook with it. Even with meat, you'll take out the actual meat fat and you know, rub down the meat with olive oil. We've talked about that on shows before. But the other part
Well,
of
not
this,
every
oh.
meat, not red meat, not red meat. Red
Oh.
meat, you have enough fat. Whatever, you're going to clean the red meat before you cook it, there is still fat there. So red
Okay.
meat doesn't need oil, really. Doesn't need.
Okay.
Depends also, there is red meat very fatty and there is less. Yes. Red
Okay.
meat doesn't need really oil, but chicken needs olive oil, a little bit olive oil.
Chicken. A little bit. Okay.
Yeah, chicken. Yeah,
And the
chicken.
other, I wanted to say too, for those who are gluten intolerant or dealing with celiac disease, you can also find quinoa pasta, which is really good. The noodles made from quinoa flour, which is a great.
Yeah.
I mean, and you don't have to be celiac, you know, have celiac disease or gluten intolerant or sensitivities. It's a good option for all of us wanting to be healthy to look at that instead too. But you say in you have your recipe, the quinoa with chicken and herbs. You're using that. And but the one thing too, you've got these hot dishes, but you say that we can use quinoa as actually a way of making a salad too. So it can be served cold.
Absolutely. Yeah, just you have to make sure that the quinoa is soft. Soft, so children can eat it.
That's right. That's right. The
Soft.
family.
Yeah.
Soft, and then you put like, you know, your normal dressing that you would do, maybe some
Oh,
leaves, you
yeah.
know, greenery.
Quinoa need help. Did not need help.
Okay.
Not a lot, but you need some help.
Okay. So
It's locally sold.
it's good
I'm
for
listening.
you. I'm just saying it's good for you. Quinoa is really, really good for you. Better than pasta, better than even rice, right? Rice, unless you're doing the brown or wild
Rice,
rice.
white rice is flap. It's nothing.
It's bad. It's
White
like
rice,
pasta.
almost there is nothing. Very,
Yeah.
very little. Yeah, we
Yeah.
get from white rice very, very little. But there is, if you bought the other rice, the full, before they peel it and everything, it's better. If you can get it, if you can get it
Yeah,
in
so
the
get the
store, not every store has it.
brown
The
rice,
brown
basmati,
rice,
long
yeah,
grain,
you have to.
wild rice. I like the
Basmati
wild
is like
rice.
white rice. Basmati is like white rice.
I like wild rice, the wild one with all the different
Wild
colors in
rice,
it.
two different things. Wild rice is good, different
It's
if you
I
can
like
get
that.
it. Yes.
I like it. So
People
with
buy it by how much it costs also. So they
that's
buy
the
the
thing.
white one, it's easy, and that's it.
Well, yeah, and that's when you're looking at a family, but if you can look at, you know, quinoa as a replacement, I think this might be a good thing because of the actual nutrients, right? And the healthier we
Yes.
are, the less trips we have to take to the doctor, because none of us want to go to the doctor. Who wants to go to the
No.
doctor? I
The
don't.
doctor.
No,
Doctor
I
want
don't.
us.
I don't want them. I mean, until I need them, you know, then I need them and then I want them. But in this recipe you have, I mean, you talk about this, it's really good for us, but yes, it needs help. So we have to, you know, it's the elephant in the room is like, you don't just put it on there. It's going to need seasoning. And Ruth, the thing is, the first thing I think a lot of us will do is go to salt. And in your recipe for quinoa with chicken and herbs, what I'm noticing is you're not actually using that much salt. You're using the herbs to give the
No,
flavor
that
and chili.
with every recipe, yes, I try to use less salt. Less salt. If you want
And
me
you've,
to, if somebody wants more salt,
yeah.
let him put more salt. But salt, it's poison.
And you also
Too much
use
salt is poison.
you're using onion, garlic, olive oil, right? You're using cherry tomatoes, and that does have a little bit of salt and sweetness. Parsley, dill, thyme, fresh rosemary, red chili, which is important. And you're only doing half a teaspoon
Yes.
of salt for this recipe, and some black pepper. So from that's going to be what helps the quinoa have that flavor, right?
Yes. Quinoa need a lot of help. Quinoa need help because it tastes less.
And but it
Tastes
has
less.
like a nutty, it does have a nutty flavor to it, like a little bit of,
Yes.
a
Look
little
what
bit.
he put inside. Look what he put inside. Oh, I mean, before we cook it? Before we cook it, yes. Yeah,
Nutty.
they're unique. They're unique. Yes, yeah,
So
they're unique.
you say you cook it like pasta. You're doing, you know,
Yes.
you used 4 cups of water on this one, and then you cook it for about 10 minutes till it's soft, and then you're cooking the chicken, but you're doing a whole chicken breast, one whole chicken breast. This makes 6 servings, and skinned, because you don't want the skin on the chicken. Oh, come on, Ruth, we
No,
want that extra
I
fat.
never use. I never. I'm chicken skin. I take it off and I throw it. Unless I make all the chicken, so I leave it there just for cooking, and I peel it
Oh, okay.
before we
I
eat
see.
it. Before we eat it, because
I
you
like.
know why? Because the fat under the skin, it's old.
Ew.
You know how you know? Look to the color.
Is that the yellow
If
stuff?
the color close to white, yes, it's the new fat. the color close to yellow or fat.
No.
You can distinguish between both of them.
Oh boy. So then, okay.
Yeah, we have to talk
Okay.
about it.
Yeah. Ew.
It
But I know
is.
Dr. Jackie Obano comes on our show. She's a cardiologist. She's always like, do the
Yes.
olive oil, take that kind of stuff out, because she goes, if you're eating that fat, it basically becomes fat in your heart system. And it's like having a clogged artery. So it's like you don't have a garbage disposal in your chest, you know. So when you're ingesting this fat, it's kind of clogging it up. And eventually, that's how
Yeah,
heart attacks
you
happen.
know that.
You have too much fat, too much, and it becomes tartar in plaque or whatever, like your teeth, you know. If you don't brush your teeth and brush that stuff off, eventually your teeth falls off, you fall out, or you know.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing. So anyway, that's real pleasant conversation when we're talking about delicious quinoa, chicken and herbs. But I think, you know, with the way you're doing this, so you're cooking the quinoa like pasta. We'll put that aside, right? You've got that already. And then you're cooking the chicken separate in half inch pieces. You saute with olive oil, right? Your favorite thing.
Any mix, yeah. So you can mix it later, yes. Yeah.
And then you've got another thing. You've got olive oil and onion, and you've got garlic. Ooh, I like that. Saute it, and then you put it with the chicken, and then you mix it all. And you got the tomatoes too. The tomato, the rosemary, the dill, the
Tomato,
parsley.
yeah.
Ooh.
Twice, yeah. Yeah. Tomato bring a lot. A lot.
You know, I think it's good about cherry tomatoes too, because people buy them, and then, you know, for us, if you can get your kids to eat those as snacks, right? That's a good thing. It's an easy thing for kids to just grab some cherry tomatoes out of the fridge to eat instead of candy,
Yeah,
you know?
it's one bite. It's one bite.
Yeah. But this meal, you say, can actually be a cold salad too,
Yes, and
if you want.
you can add to the salad a few things, and it's a meal.
Can we
It's
put
healthy
eggplant?
meal. You can put eggplant, yes, but saute it before something. Eggplant need help. You can
Oh,
eggplant
that.
need some help. It
This
needs
is
our help.
this, everybody. This is about good food that needs help. This episode,
Yes.
but that's where you get to
Yes.
be creative
This is
and
our
see what.
call is we need they need
Yeah,
help.
they
There is
need
food that
help.
doesn't need help.
You know, so you know how some women marry men, or you know, have their boyfriends and they need help. You know, they date them thinking they can help them and fix them. Well, instead of doing that, just start making quinoa and eggplant. I'm just saying. Because you want to
Yeah.
help something, do this, or get a, you know, rescue a dog or cat. But anyway, just kidding. I'm just teasing out there. Please don't send me the nasty emails. But I think this is cool, because you get to, you from this recipe, Ruth, I think we can change this up to anything we want, right? About you get your quinoa,
Absolutely.
you can maybe even change the meat, you can, you know, maybe, you know, but the chicken to me is like perfect.
You can put fish, but cook it for less time. You know, and mix it in the last minute because fish get cold faster.
But you could
You
change the
mix it just
vegetables.
before you eat. Yes. And vegetable, great. It's
You could
great
change the
meal. It's good
vegetables.
meal and it's healthy. Healthy meal. Healthy
I
meal.
want to do this
And
with mushrooms, see?
double it. Double it. You can put mushroom, yes. Mushroom. And there is a lot of garlic also. Garlic is very healthy.
Garlic, mushrooms, and olives.
Yes,
That's what I want.
healthy.
I like
Healthy.
that. And
And it looks
tomatoes.
nice on the table. He says, look nice on the table. It's also a factor. Yes. How it looks on
So
the table.
we could make this into a pizza in a way, because you've got the tomatoes, we could put the olives, the mushrooms, instead of having the, you know. And if you want to put a little cheese on it, you could put like feta, or you could put like Asiago, maybe
Not?
Parmesan. Parmesan, maybe.
Parmesan is very good, yeah.
Oh, I love a good
But you decide
Parmesan.
how much you want to put, you know.
Let
You
people put that on
have,
themselves, I
yeah.
think. Everybody
Yes,
put their cheese, the sound, you know, whoever's there. But this is a nice recipe that you could make for a lot of people, like if you have people come over, even for date night, it's healthy. It's not too heavy. That's what I like. It's not heavy. Like pasta can be heavy. You
Pasta
eat
not
it.
can be. Pasta is heavy.
It's
Pasta is
heavy,
heavy.
but it's not giving you the nutrition. So you get hungry because
Yeah.
it's sugars, right? So you get hungry
Yeah,
even though
it's
you're
sugar.
full because of the sugar.
Yeah. Sugar, yeah.
A little bit of quinoa goes a long way, and it
People
can
don't
be.
know about it. What mean quinoa? They ask me, what mean quinoa? We never saw quinoa. We never. What are you going to do with that? They don't know. You
So
know.
just you basically use it as a replacement of rice or pasta, basically, and then just help it, like you're saying, with spice and olive oil. I mean, to me, you could even use it for breakfast. In fact, I've had quinoa for breakfast. I've had it, quinoa and egg for breakfast. Leftover quinoa the next morning, heat it up, put some eggs, scramble it up together, even because it gives you a crunchy kind of scramble. It's good. It's better than having those potatoes, I mean,
And don't
it
forget, there's
is.
no fat. There's no fat. No
Ooh,
fat.
Ruth,
And the
could we
calorie
make.
is very, very low.
Can we make
Low calorie
latkes
and
with
no
them?
fat. What do we want more than that?
I want to make quinoa patties like latkes. You can roast, like, can
Ah,
we
like
make.
it. You can make it. You can make it and let me know.
I will see. Uh-oh.
How it comes.
Yeah,
Oh,
because,
yeah, it'd be
maybe we
good.
put. You could probably take quinoa, make it already, maybe. Maybe already cook it, like, already have it cooked. Then put your onions and spices and everything already cooked together, so it doesn't have to be in the oven for too long, because you don't want it to be
No,
greasy and too oily.
no, 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 no,
And
no,
then
no. It's cooked
even
very fast.
I bet you could do it in a toaster oven, even just toast it up. Maybe like even like having it as a vegetable burger. Put some
A
beans. You
toaster
could put
oven is
beans.
oven. Lisa, toaster oven is oven.
Yeah, that's right. It
Okay.
is. So, yeah, if you're a single person or small family, put it in a toaster. I wonder if we put it with beans and some cumin.
Beans,
I
with
bet.
beans is going to, it's great. You know why? Because beans is, it's fluffy. It's more fluffy. It's not dry. The bean, once it's cooked, it's not dry.
What do you think about taking like black beans? Puree them a bit and then put
Any
quinoa
color, any color. Yes.
and you make a burger with them.
Why not? Why not? And add some spices that you like.
Yeah, I
And you
like
feel
this. Cook.
great after you eat. Not the meaty, you know.
And the quinoa can have crunch, to your
Quinoa has
burger.
crunch, yes. Yes.
I
Yeah.
like this. Well, I think this
Oh.
is a very good recipe and it's healthy. It's colorful.
It's
We
not
want the
expensive
colors.
also. This is not expensive. It came from South America. Everything came from South America at the time. Many, many years ago, and this one's 800 years ago. Yes, it was like they look for something that they can pick it up from the to pick it up from not to buy it at the time. 800 years ago, South America, it was very poor.
Yeah, that happens, right? It's always the peasant
Yeah.
food, right? That
Yeah.
becomes the good recipes later. It's food that,
Now
poor people ate.
the clinic, the packet, this all the money was paying. Otherwise, skin was not expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But you can get it in some of the stores. Like, there's certain stores you can get it in bulk. If you can get it in bulk, then, without all the packaging, that's good too.
Yeah, what do you want? 50. How many kilogram you want?
I
50?
don't know. I don't know. But I
No.
mean,
You buy bag, you buy bag,
it's
you finish it, and you buy the next one.
but for a family, sometimes it's cheaper, when you get
Yeah,
that in
you're
a.
right. For family with children, you're absolutely right. Or if you have some event, you want to prepare it, cook it on the side. Yeah, yes, you're right. Yeah,
I like
it's not
this.
expensive, also. It's not expensive because it's grain.
I'm going to buy more quinoa. I'm going to start
people
buying
don't know,
quinoa.
People don't know it exists.
Well, I mean, some do, but it's kind of overlooked. I think at one point we all figured out it was there. Everybody went crazy about it. And then people got lazy again because, like you said, it needs a little work. It needs to add some spice and some flavor.
Yeah.
But like if you use herbs and spices and not just salt, we always just go, let's salt everything up. You know, sometimes we buy food and instantly are like, oh my gosh, there's so much salt in this, you know, because we're not, we both
You
love
have to
salt.
taste the food before, yeah.
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 I would add some celery. You want some salt? Just chop up some celery and put it in there. And celery has its own natural salt. I mean, it's
I know.
when you buy
Yeah.
organic
A lot of salt.
celery, there's salt in there, and it's good salt. It's healthy for you to have. Celery is one of the best things to eat. They say, like, you know, two stalks of celery a day helps on diabetes, helps lower your blood pressure. Two stalks, if we each ate two stalks of celery a day, our health would be radically different. I mean,
I
50%
didn't know
better.
that.
Oh, celery
Thank you. I
is.
didn't know that.
It is
Celery?
a miracle food. Celery, asparagus is another one. Asparagus is insanely good, especially if you drink a lot. Asparagus is good for your liver. Really good to clean out your kidneys and your liver. Even in Ayurveda, they have what's called ashwagandha, and it's partly asparagus, this wild asparagus that they harvest and make into ashwagandha, which is this a blend of wonderful herbal properties, and it cleans out your organs that do the cleaning of your system. So if you've been eating a lot of bad stuff, drinking a lot of bad stuff, like we all did during COVID, during the holidays, these kinds of foods, and you don't have to take them in pills and all that, but if you eat things like what we're talking about, quinoa, all of these good things, it'll help get your body back in balance or start getting it into balance to begin with, you know? So I love these kinds of recipes, Ruth, because they're versatile. You can change it according to what you have in the kitchen, and it's healthy and it's inexpensive for the whole family or for one person. Because you
And
can
you
make
can
a
buy
batch of it.
extra also. You can buy extra and put it in the fridge.
It's easy to do for, you know, heat up more. Like if you're one person and you make a batch of quinoa, like I said, you got it for the next day, maybe for a salad. You know, you don't have to use it all in one recipe. You just, here's your quinoa
No.
that's cooked. Then you do Ruth's recipe, and then maybe the next
Because the
morning, put
quinoa
it
is
with some
not
eggs.
fresh. The quinoa by itself is not fresh.
Right, it's
Dried.
dried.
Not fresh.
This is good. I mean, if you're busy,
People
you know.
scare from this thing. People scare till they try it.
Oh, but it's so good and it's
Yes.
pretty. But Ruth, when you cook something like this, you know, because people are so busy, right? And that's what how that's where when you get so busy, that's when we start to eat bad things, is convenience, right? But if we make a batch of quinoa, you know, you could use that throughout the next 3 to 4 days for different recipes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's pure protein.
Absolutely.
For vegans, this is a godsend. You know, vegans should, this
With
is a good.
A little bit olive oil, it's delicious. Delicious.
Very
Not
good,
like
Ruth.
you force yourself to eat. It's not a thing that you force yourself to eat it. You will eat it.
Well, Ruth, it's always fun chatting with you. I'm inspired to go. I'm going to go
Same
buy some
here.
quinoa. I'm going to the store tomorrow,
Same
and
here.
I'm going to go buy quinoa, and I'm going to make Nancy and I'm going to do something with it. I'm going to do your recipe, or I'm going to do something very creatively different. Who knows? I kind of want to try the quinoa burger thing idea too.
Yeah.
But I just think quinoa is a good way to make something that you want to eat healthy. Make a batch, keep it in the fridge for a few days, not for too long. Nothing lasts, you know, too long. We eat a lot of beans because we travel, you know, and we need fuel.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bean is
Sorry, bad
bean
joke.
is very healthy. Bean is very
Yes,
healthy.
the more that you eat,
Yeah.
the more you know, it's a musical fruit. But you've got protein in that too, and fiber. Protein and fiber, two things our bodies need. And I want to try and take the beans and mix it with the quinoa and see if I can make burgers or something. It's
Oh,
kind
yeah,
of
you will. You will. You will. And this
so
one
long,
really for the
garlic.
cholesterol, low the cholesterol, and you can keep it at home. It's not like a meat or, I mean, you can keep it at home, or vegetable. You can
Ruth,
keep it
you
in the
know,
fridge.
what you were talking about with this recipe, with it being chicken and herbs, you know, so many people are getting the flu and that RSVP going or whatever it's called, not RSVP, RSV or sorry, the what the respiratory thing going on, and some people are still getting COVID, but it's flu season, cold season, and I was thinking this is a good recipe for those who are not feeling well because of the chicken, you know, the quinoa will give protein and, you know, some minerals. So I was thinking, could you even take this recipe and use it as a base for like a chicken soup with quinoa to give people some, because they always put rice and it's that white rice that we don't want in our soup. So like we can make
Rice
a
is
chicken
like
soup.
it's tasty. It's tasty, but it's flat. Rice. White rice is flat. It's tasty and flat. That's all.
But if you dig,
Once they
people want
peel it,
chick
it's
for.
gone.
Could we take this and make it into a chicken soup? It feels like it's a nice base for a chicken soup for someone who's sick.
Great. Great.
Good, good, good. All right. Anyone who's got
Yeah, it's
chicken,
good.
you know,
Yeah.
sick, try and
And
make this
it's
recipe.
not expensive, and you can keep it at home in the fridge. It's great. You don't have to buy it each time. It's great.
I think
Great
this
thing. At
recipe,
least try it.
I'm thinking the
Try it.
recipe you have here. All we have to
Yes.
do is add some vegetable broth or chicken broth, right? And you got soup.
Yes.
Or you can make your own
Another
broth.
thing, yes.
Make
Yes.
your own broth
Yeah.
with celery, carrots, right? What is it? Celery,
From
carrots,
vegetable,
onion?
yes. Yes. So you have vegetable soup, yes. And the quinoa. It's full meal.
I like this.
Full
You've inspired me
meal.
to do better because I, you know, we go January, we all go, we're going to be good. And then it lasts 1 to 2 days, some people a week. And then if we don't get past the 21 mark, and this is airing on day 21, you know, that's when we start to get weak. And that's when, if you can get past 3 weeks of a new habit, you're on a streak, you're going, go, go, go. If we don't make it to that 3rd week, and it always hits right at this point, right as we're talking. Yeah, you need some help. So this could do it because you want it to be delicious. The only way to stick to a tasty, healthy lifestyle of food, not a diet, is to make it delicious. And healthy food can be delicious, and that's what Ruth really does. Her book, again, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine, is so good about that. You're talking like Mediterranean cooking with all kinds of spices and herbs that make things like quinoa that seems, you know,
This is how
like,
my mother used to cook. My mom used to
yeah.
cook a lot.
See?
And she used to go to the backyard, our backyard, pick whatever she wants and cook.
That's beautiful, though. If you can do that, that's even
Yes.
better. A
You
kitchen
can.
garden,
At the time, yeah. Yeah.
even if you grow herbs and things like that in your windowsill, if you can do that, it's cheaper too if you grow your own and you know that you haven't put any bad pesticides on it either. So if you can do that, that's even great. And you can grow your own celery by just taking the root off the last celery you ate and plant it. It's true. It's cool. People do that. They just keep propagating the same celery. I don't know if the nutrients go away over doing that, but hey, celery is good. Oh, we need to do a thing on celery.
Celery? Celery is great. I see people eat celery. As it is, fresh.
And for kids, all you do is
Yeah.
put some peanut butter and raisins, put ants on a log, you know, some little bit of peanut butter and celery's good. You know, you can it's just it is so good for you and it's got that salt. You want that extra salt, use celery.
And peanut butter is healthy.
Oh, I love my peanut butter. Are you kidding me?
Not as you
But
put. Yeah, peanut butter is
get it
healthy.
fresh though. Try and get it where it's being made fresh or not without, you know, watch the labels of peanut butter because they're putting sugar. And then if it's sugar free, which it should be naturally, the peanut butter is peanuts ground up, period. That's it. Nothing else should be in there. But because of mass production and having a, you know, shelf life, they put all the stuff in it. But if you give peanut butter to your dogs, make sure there's that xylitol is not in it because it will kill your dog or make it very sick. So
Which one?
just a one.
What is?
Xylitol, which is a sugar
Oh.
sweetener. It's like the fake
Yeah.
sugar. The fake sugar is worse than real sugar.
Oh.
So make sure
Oh.
it's not in your peanut butter.
I didn't know
Dogs
that.
love it.
I don't
Yeah,
know that.
dogs
Yeah.
love peanut butter, but if you have that xylitol, it begins with an X. You read the labels because people use it for a treat. It's good for dogs a little bit, and you use it to give your dogs a pill and things like that. But if it has that xylitol, it'll make your dog sick, very possibly. I'm not a vet, but I have pets it a lot, and I read all these things. And we use peanut butter a lot for dogs. Love their peanut butter. It's a good way. I did it for helping a dog had diabetes. I had to give the insulin shot. Teeny bit of peanut butter. That dog got a little teeny bit because she's got diabetes. Tiny bit of peanut butter while I gave her the shot, then she was fine. She was so into the peanut butter she didn't know I was giving her an injection. But you can only do a little bit. It too much is too much for everybody on anything. Moderation. So I love this, Ruth. Thank
Yeah.
you so much. It's always fun having you on
Okay.
the show.
It was
Next
fun
month, we're going to talk about
and
ways we can
informative.
eat good.
Great.
You take
Okay.
care. Everyone,
Yeah, happy
keep up with.
Nancy, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Love show featuring Ruth Milstein. Keep up with Ruth and her recipes and her books at ruthmilstein.com. You can also keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.